ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, King Chitraketu meets the Lord. Text number 44. Na
hi
Bhagavan
agatitam
idam tvad darshanan nirnan akila
papa
shayaha
yannama
sakrich
travanat
pukashopi
vimuchate
sansarat
nahi bhagavan agatitam
midam
tvam darshanam
ninam akila papashaya
yannama sakrish
travanat
pukashopi
mivuchate santara.
Interesting
verse. One has got more syllables in the first two lines, have more syllables, second two have less. Interesting.
Nahi Bhagavan agatitam
midam
dam darshanam ninam akila
papashaya
yanama sakrish
travanat
pukasho
pibi vamuchate sansara.
Nahi Bhagavan agatitam
idam
tandarshanam
rinam akila papashaya
yanama sakrish
travanat
pukosi
pivi muchate sansara.
Not.
He.
Indeed.
Bhagavan.
O my Lord.
Agatitam.
Not occurred.
Idam.
This.
Twat.
Of you.
Darshanat.
By seeing.
Nrinam.
Of all human beings.
Akila.
All.
Papa.
Of sins.
Shayaha.
Annihilation.
Yatnama.
Whose name?
Sakrit.
Only once.
Shravanat.
By hearing.
Pukashaha.
The lowest class.
The Chandala.
Api.
Also.
Vimuchate.
Is delivered.
Sansara,
from the entanglement of material existence.
This is a very nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam.
My Lord, it is not impossible for one to be immediately freed from all material contamination by seeing you. Not to speak of seeing you personally, merely by hearing the holy name of your lordship only once. Even chandalas, men of the lowest class, are freed from all material contamination. Under the circumstances, who will not be freed from material contamination simply by seeing you? Translation, please repeat. My Lord, it is not impossible for one to be immediately freed from all material contamination by seeing you. Not to speak of seeing you personally, merely by hearing the holy name of your lordship only once. Even chandalas, men of the lowest class, are freed from all material contamination. Under the circumstances, who will not be freed from material contamination simply by seeing you? Very wonderful verse, huh? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 5, Verse 16, Yannama Shruti Matrena Puman Bhavati Nirmala. Simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord, one is immediately purified. Therefore, in this age of Kali, when all people are very contaminated, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is recommended as the only means of improvement. Now our favorite verse comes. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Eva Kevalam, Kalu Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Gatiranyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. Therefore, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Brihadnardiya Purana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced this chanting of the holy name 500 years ago. And now, through the Krishna consciousness movement, the Hare Krishna movement, we're actually seeing that men who are considered to be the lowest class are being delivered from all sinful activities simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord. Samsara, material existence, is a result of sinful actions. Everyone in this material world is condemned. Yet as there are different grades of prisoners, there are different grades of men. All of them, in all status of life, are suffering. To stop the suffering of material existence, one must take to the Hare Krishna movement of Sankirtan, or Krishna conscious life. Herein it is said, Yanama Sakrishtravanat, the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so powerful that if it is once heard without offenses, it can purify the lowest of men. Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Purka Saha. Such men who are called chandalas are less than shudras, but they also can be purified simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord. Not to speak of personally seeing the Lord. From our present position, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be personally seen as the deity in the temple. The deity of the Lord is not different from the Supreme Lord. Because we cannot see the Supreme Lord with our pleasant, blunt eyes, the Lord has kindly consented to come before us in a form we can see. Therefore, the deity in the temple should not be considered material. By offering food to the deity and by decorating and serving the deity, one gets the same result that one derives from serving the Lord personally in Vaikuntha. Amazing purport also, eh? Hare Krishna. Nahi Bhagavan Agatitam Idam Tvadarshanam Rinam Akila Papashaya Yanama Sakrishtravanat Pukasho pivi muchate sansara. My Lord, it is not impossible for one to be immediately freed from all material contamination by seeing you. Not to speak of seeing you personally, merely by hearing the holy name of your lordship, only once, even chandalas, men of the lowest class, are freed from all material contamination. Under the circumstances, who will not be freed from material contamination simply by seeing you? Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupakanamaya Vidati Svapadandikam Adadanas Trinandantai Ridamya Chai Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padambujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Sri Advaita Gadara Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here we see Maharaj Chitraketu by chanting the mantra given to him by Narad Muni. Within 1 week, he was able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. And seeing the Lord, he is completely freed from material contamination. Therefore, he's exclaiming here that, oh my Lord, just by seeing you, one is freed from material, it's not impossible. Someone may doubt, by seeing the Lord, how can we become freed from material contamination? It's not impossible. He says, just by hearing. What to speak of seeing the Lord? If we just simply hear His name, even chandal, lowest class of person, becomes purified. So he's directly seeing the Lord. So we can just imagine how fortunate he is. And we can understand that seeing the Lord is not a cheap thing. Sometimes people are telling that they, when they offer the bhoga, they see the Lord coming and eat, they hear the ankle bells of the Lord, they hear so many things. But Prabhupada was not impressed by these things. I remember in 1975 when we opened Krishna Balaram Mandir, because opening was on Ram Nomi, therefore between Gaur Purnima and Ram Nomi there was quite some time. So we went to Hyderabad to do Pandal program. So in that Pandal program, someone was, after the lecture, Prabhupada always asked for questions. So one fellow got up and he was going on about how his auntie, she hears the sound of Lord Krishna's ankle bells, she hears his flute, so many things he was going on like this. And brothers, I do not know what is that. All I know is our Goswamis, they never said that they saw the Lord. They were running here and there. Hey Rad, hey Rajadevi Ke Chalalite, hey Nandasuno Kuta. Kuta means where. They never said we're seeing the Lord. They're asking, Kuta, where are you? Are you on the bank of the Jamuna? Are you under the Kadamba tree? Are you on the side of Govardhan Hill? Oh, Radhe, oh, son of Maharaj Nanda, where are you? Where? They never said, I saw Krishna. We heard Krishna. They were running here and there, intensely desiring, where are you? Where are you? So we should not take this thing cheaply, We see so many people, they're claiming to be very, very advanced, that they can hear the Lord's flute and this and that. And we see their daily life. They cannot give smoking their cigarettes. They cannot give up their pyaj and lasan, their onions and garlic. And here he's saying, by seeing the Lord, one is immediately freed. How he can have any attachment to anything material? After hearing the Lord's flute or seeing the Lord, how anyone can still smoke cigarette and his whole material life is finished after seeing the Lord. It is not a cheap thing. It is not a cheap thing. Our Goswamis, they were, because as soon as we've seen the Lord, then all right, everything is finished. Now our business is finished, we can go on. No. Now your material life is finished. You cannot go on with your material life anymore. That is the result of seeing the Lord. So, and he's explaining the glories of seeing the Lord, that what to speak of seeing you, he said, it's not impossible that by seeing you one becomes free from all material contamination, because what to speak of seeing you, even just as somebody once, sakrit, this word is used all, so many times, jaya si si gorni tai si si krishna balaram si si radha shamsana. Whenever there's glorification of the holy name in the holy pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, this word sakrit in different forms, sakrin, sakrit, sakrit means just once. Even once, Prabhupada says, offensively hearing the name. Even a chandal, chandal means the lowest class of men, he becomes purified. Therefore, Prabhupada says here in the purport, since holy name is so powerful, therefore especially in this Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared to establish this Sankirtan movement. Not that he's presenting something by his mental concoction. Just like nowadays it's very fashionable for people to invent their own religion. The way of life, this, that, so many things they invent. But we have to follow Shastra. Shastra means, comes from the word shashan, to guide. Shastra is there to guide us back to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Krishna Balaram and Radha Shamsun. We cannot make up some manodharm, some new religion. This is the fashion, especially in Kali Yuga. Just like around the, just before the 20s, 1920s started, there was big crash. Financial crash. Just like in 2008 we had some financial meltdown, they called it. So in 20s there was a financial crash. And people lost everything. So there was one fellow, he was completely down and out. He had no money. But he had one friend, somehow he hadn't been infected by the crash so much. So he went to his friend, he said, look, can you lend me $100? One day I'll pay it back. So he knows, how will he ever pay it back? Anyway, he's my friend, he's in bad condition. So I gave him $100 and forgot about it. Some years later, he's walking down the street, and all of a sudden, that friend came up to him, shaking his hand. He had nice silk suit, and diamond tie pin, you know, and golden cufflinks, you know, nice, what do you call that, Rolex watch, gold Rolex watch, nice shoes, nice, you know, hair. Styled hair. He began shaking his friend's hand. Oh, I owe you some money. He pulled out his wallet. He said, I'll give you back with interest. Here's $1,000. He gave him, he took $100. He gave back $1,000. He said, hey man, what did you do? He said, I invented my own religion. So this is the fashion. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is not like that. Here Prabhupada is quoting this verse, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama. Kaluna stevana 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 gatiranta. Now in this verse there's one tiny little word, it says kalua, very very tiny word, but it's very very significant. Because as soon as anyone will hear this translation, especially in the modern age, what does it say? There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Then everybody will say, oh, this is very narrow minded. This is closed minded. So many ways are there. And it is a fact, the Shastra is recommending so many ways. But this tiny little word kalua is very significant. Because kalua means in this Kali Yuga. Just like, suppose I'm sick. Do I go to the medical store and say, give me some medicine, I'm sick? He said, what do you want? I need medicine, I'm sick, give me some medicine. Do we do like that? No, first we go to the doctor. We get the prescription, then we go to the medical, I need this type of medicine. We have to get the prescription first. Now, we need medicine. Just like
The little children, they don't like medicine. Nobody's here. Usually I ask them and they all go, So what do? They put so much sugar on the medicine. So that they'll take the medicine. Now suppose I'm suffering from diabetes. That medicine will be poison for me. Is it? It is a good medicine, made by a recognized company, approved by the government, recommended by doctors. But for me, it will be poison. I have to take the medicine that is particular to my disease. So this tiny little word is there, kalua. That there may be so many processes, gyan, dhyan, karma, so many things. But kalua, in this kaliyuga, they will not be effective. This is the prescription. This is not narrow-mindedness, this is intelligence. It's not that they go to the medical store, give me some medicine. No, we get the intelligence means I take the medicine for my disease. So we're suffering from this kali disease. Kali kalmasha. We're suffering from this kali disease. So the medicine for this kali disease is intelligence. It's not narrow-minded, closed-minded, this is intelligence. We have to take the medicine that's prescribed for our disease. So here it is prescribed, the Brihannardi Purana, that Harinam, Harinam, three times. Prabhupada said whenever Shastra repeats something, that is to give emphasis. That is to give emphasis. So this chanting of the holy name, chanting of the holy name, chanting of the holy name. Now if you preach here in India, sometimes you'll meet someone, they will say, alright, that's from Purana, Smriti. We want some praman, we want some praman, some evidence from Shruti. We don't accept Smriti, we want Shruti. So there's one, Kaliya Santra Upanishad. Shruti means Vedanta and Upanishads. So in Kaliya Santra Upanishad, there's one, a portion, one story is a history, is there, I shouldn't say story, it's history. That one time, Narad Muni, he came to his father, Lord Brahma. And he said, Pita Shri, I'm just coming from the earth. And there Kali Yuga is about to begin. And people will suffer so much by the evil influence of Kali. How can we save them? So Lord Brahma was very happy. Wow, 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 wow. Vats. Because who's ever younger than us, and we address as Vats. You know Vats. Vats means calf, just like Krishna killed one demon, Vatsasura. He was a form of calf. Because as soon as you see calf, then automatically some affection, Vatsalya Ras, comes in the heart. No, so younger person, we say Vats. Brahma was very happy. Oh, Vats, this is a very nice question. Because this question is meant for the benefit of all beings. Generally we ask questions for our own benefit. I ask so many sadhu in Vrindavan, anybody ask spiritual question, Maharaj? No, Maharaj, they don't ask. Oh Maharaj, business is going bad, please bless me that I don't lose my job. Oh Maharaj, my daughter, she's 30 years old, still not married, please bless me, I get her married. Oh Maharaj, my son ran away from home, 5 years we haven't seen him, please bless me, he comes home. For our selfish interest, we ask question. But Brahma was very happy. This question is meant for the benefit of all beings. He said, hey Vats, I will tell you that in this dark age of Kali, simply by chanting the holy name, simply by chanting the holy name of Bhagwan Adi Puru Sri Narayan, one can be freed from the evil influence of Kali. One will be freed from the evil influence of Kali. Just like, because now we're at the end of rainy season, but before that we had nice rainy season. But is there anybody who can stop the rain? Anybody here in Vrindavan can stop the rain? Even our Trump and Hillary, they cannot stop the rain. But if we take umbrella, rain is going on, but we take umbrella, then that rain is not affecting us so much. Is it? So same way, nobody is there who can stop Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is going on and we're seeing before our very eyes every day. Nobody can stop it. But
if we take this umbrella of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. If we take this umbrella, then the effect of Kali Yuga doesn't come on us. So Narada Muni, he said, Pitashri, that's very wonderful. But tell me, Pitashri, what is the form of this name? It's Namka Rupa Kya Hai, Pitashri. What is the form of that name? And Lord Brahma, very clearly, he says, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Sodasha Nam Nam, Kali Kalma Shanashanam. Sodash means 16, 16 names, 32 syllables. Iti sodasha nam nam kali kalmasha nashanam. We know this word nashanam, huh? In Bhagavad Gita we heard Krishna said, pritranaya sadhanam, huh? Vinashaya. It destroys the kalmasha, the evil influence of this kali. Kali kalmasha nashanam. These 16 names destroy the evil influence of Kali. So then Narada Muni said, Pitashri, that's very wonderful, but what are the rules and regulations? What are the rules and regulations for chanting this holy name? And Lord Brahma said, hey Vats, there's no rule or regulation whatsoever for chanting this. Iska kisi prakar ka koi niyam nahi hai. Then all the devotees asked him, why are we following four regular principles? Why are we coming to Mangalarti? Why are we doing all these things? Not that. That is a different thing. Just like here in Vrindavan, there's one place not far from Bamsivat. There's Gopal Guru Kunj. The Samadhi of Gopal Guru is a great acharya in our sampradaya. He wrote many, many important books. So previously he was a small boy, 5 or 6 years old, and he was serving Mahaprabhu. He was his personal servant. So every day Mahaprabhu would go out to the jungle. He had some pastime. That is the code word in India for going to the bathroom. Because in old days, we never did it right next to our bedroom. Now we want, oh, is there a attached bath? That was the thing you did outside. So he would wait for Mahaprabhu with pot of water to wash his hands. So a little boy, five or six years old, he can ask any question without any inhibition. So Mahaprabhu came, he said, Prabhu, why are you holding your tongue like this? Why are you holding your tongue like this, Prabhu? And Mahaprabhu said, Gopal, I'm going to a very dirty place to do a very dirty thing. And this tongue, he never stops. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he doesn't stop. So I have to hold him like this. So 5 or 6 year old boy, without any inhibition, he can ask any question. And he said, Prabhu, that time you leave your body, what will happen? That time you leave your body, what will happen? Is samay pran nikalega to kya hoga, Prabhu? Mahaprabhu said, oh, Gopal, you have become my guru. You have become my guru. Therefore he got the name Gopal Guru. So there's no question of time or place or person. Anybody, here is saying even Chandal. Anytime, any place, like any time, we hear in Vrindavan. So sometimes, even after the midnight, you'll hear some sadhu running down the street, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, anytime. Anywhere, even that place. Any person, doesn't matter he's Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, he's Grihastha, Sannyas, Vanapras, he's man, woman, child, black, white, foreigner, doesn't matter. No type of that rule and regulation for chanting this holy name. And, but I will tell you something. This is the most secret thing of the Vedas. He said you log on to Google and you do search. You will not find better remedy for this Kali Kal, this Kali Yuga time, than this chanting of the holy name. This is a secret of the Vedas. You can search, you can do Google search, you won't find anything better than this chanting of the holy name. In fact, within these 16 names, Lord Brahma continues, he said, all the essence of Vedas is contained. All essence of Vedas is contained. So there we have evidence from the Shruti, especially in this Kali Kal, this chanting Hare Krishna mantra is recommended process. This is a recommended process. And by sincerely chanting and offensively chanting, even lowest type of person can become purified. Just like we see, every day so many wonderful devotees coming, before you don't want to know what they were doing. The type of people we were before we met Prabhupada, even Yamaraj's hard drive crashed trying to keep track of our sins. And now we see so many pure Vaishnavas, just like our God brother Shruti Prabhu has come. And so many wonderful Vaishnavas are here, our wonderful president, Panchagoda. You don't want to know what we were doing before, but by chanting the holy name, they became purified. It is so powerful. So this is the proof. And here is talking about seeing the Lord. There was a way we have no qualification to see the Lord. Prabhupada said, by seeing the deity is non-different from seeing the Lord. Because sometimes other dharms, I shouldn't say dharms, they're not really dharms, other religions we should say, they talk against this thing. Just like in Christian dharma, they say there should be no graven image. So Prabhupada said, image means imagination. The form of the Lord is not imagination. Because all the great souls, by following the processes, they have seen the Lord and they have spoken about it. And not that one is saying he's like that and another is saying no. They have all given same description, just like monsoon cloud, lotus petal eyes, curly black hair, peacock feather, thin waist like a lion, broad chest. Everybody is giving same description. Sometimes somebody asks Prabhupada, but somebody paints like this, somebody paints like that, somebody paints like this, somebody paints like that. Prabhupada said, it is close enough that when you actually see Krishna, you'll recognize him. It's close enough, you'll recognize him. So it is not imagination. It is made according to the descriptions in the Shastra and of the great souls who have realized God. So if we make the form of the Lord in that way, authorized way, then Krishna, he agrees to come inside that form. Why not? People, let's say, why are you going to the temple to worship God? God is everywhere. So he's not in the temple? Prabhupada said, answer, well, he's not in the temple? If God is everywhere, why are you going to the temple? He's everywhere. So if he's everywhere, why can't he appear in the form that we made according to the authorized scriptures? He can do that. He's God. He can do whatever he wants. We can say stone is a material thing. But Krishna, he's unlimited. He can do anything. He can change that material thing. It is a created thing. But he can turn it back into the creator. Stone is a created thing. But Krishna comes, he changes it back into the creator. That he can do that. Just like Prabhupada said, the electrician is there. He's taking some wires, he puts the wires together, and you have a refrigerator making cold. He puts the wires together, and suddenly you get a heater. Just like in another month or so, we'll all need our heaters. So if ordinary electrician can do such magic, then why Krishna, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He can change material thing back into the creator thing. So he agrees to appear with, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that whole world is attracting us by our senses. Everything in this world is attracting our senses. So if we cannot be attracted to the Lord by our senses, we're in a very awkward position, Bhaktivinoda says. Awkward position. So Krishna agrees to appear in the form of the deity to help us so we have something. Eyes always want to see something beautiful. So we can come here, we can see,
Oh, how nice garlands the girls have made today. Hmm? Every day we see the ladies making the garlands. Huh? How nice garlands they made, so beautiful. Huh? And somebody has made so beautiful dress and so beautiful crown, pujaris have decorated. We want to see something beautiful, so we come. Hmm? We don't say stop seeing. Like the yogis, they have to shut the eye halfway and open halfway. They shut all the way. Prabhupada said, I saw so many yogis. He's not in samadhi, he's sleeping. Hmm? And they keep open all the way, then they're distracted. So halfway staring at, if you stare at your nose, then you can't see anything going on. Half close them. Hmm? We don't say it like that. We say, come here, see the beautiful form of Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar. Huh? See their beautiful form, see their beautiful decoration. Hmm? We don't say that you give up eating, you fast. No. You fast from all nonsense thing, eating warmed over dead bodies. Huh? You take nice pakora, sandesh, gulab jamun, puri, paneer sabji, but first you offer it to Krishna. Hmm? We don't say you stop hearing. Huh? You stop hearing all this nonsense song. Hmm? You hear the nice songs about the Lord. You hear the chanting of the name of the Lord. Hmm? Huh? We don't say you stop smelling. Huh? You smell the nice flowers offered to the Lord. Hmm? So this way all our senses are engaged in Krishna's service. This is practical. This is simple. So Krishna agrees to appear in the form of the deity to facilitate us. The whole world is attracting us by our senses, so we have to somehow become attracted to Krishna by our senses so we can see. This deity worship, especially for neophyte deity worship, very important. It's not idol, just like somebody uses the word idol. Yeah? It's some pagan thing. Yeah? No, this is very, very sophisticated science. Huh? How Krishna appears within the deity form. Just like in America, on the street corner, there's a box painted red, white, and blue with American flag on it, and U.S. Postal System decal is there. If you put your letter in that box, it's as good as you went to the post office. Your letter will go to its destination. If I just take some box and paint funny color and put it on the corner and put my letter, it will sit there, it won't go anywhere. Because that box is authorized by the postal system. So this deity form of the Lord is authorized by Krishna. Our service will go directly to Krishna. Imagination means I make some thing and start to worship. No. Lord's form is described in Shastra and by the great souls, Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. But then by the authorized process, we call the Lord to come, He appears. He's putting Himself under our control. If we don't make the offering, it's not that Lord's going to come down from the altar and come with a stick in the deity room. Where's the offering? He's not going to come. He's dependent upon you. He has made Himself dependent upon you. This is the mercy of the Lord. Just like I can remember, when I first came to Vrindavan, all temple was just dusty and cobweb. Nobody was taking care. And Krishna's clothes looked like, if you blow on it, it'll just fall apart. But Prabhupada established this Krishna Balaram temple 41 years ago. Whole Vrindavan has changed. Now you go every temple, nice, everything is clean, nice dress is there, nice mukut is there. Just like not far from Advaita Vat, if you go a little ways and then there's a road that goes up, then you come to Astasakhi Mandir. Every time we were seeing there, very in poor condition. And Krishna had no flute, and I was always asking Pujari, a monkey has stolen, we have no money to buy, you give some money, we'll buy flute. And every time we gave money, and every time we came, there was no flute. But now, one life member from Bombay, he took over that temple, and now you see beautiful decoration is there, beautiful long silver flute is there. Prabhupada changed the whole face of Vrindavan. So that this is how to worship the Lord. It is not imagination, it's not idle. In this way we can actually see the form of the Lord, become attracted to the Lord, instead of becoming attracted to this material world. Because if when we see the form of the Lord, oh, our heart feels so much joy. And we see the forms of this world, we just become agitated. We come here, even atheist person will come inside this temple, he will feel, oh, something different is here. It's like we saw, even in old days, for us, we were, when Prabhupada built this temple in Bombay, we had no idea what he's doing. He's talking about big marble temple and twin tower guest house. We're going, what is Prabhupada doing? Even we gave the land back to the, that guy paid the lawyer to cheat us, paid our lawyer to give us bad advice that we should give back the contract. We gave back that. Still Prabhupada fought. Because for us that time, temple meant we took one house in the low rent district of town. All the houses were broken down. We painted funny colors, we put sign Radha Krishna temple. That was temple. And Prabhupada was talking about a big marble temple. We were, what is going on? But even in those old broken down house painted funny color, we saw so many people come, oh, as soon as they walk in the door, oh, non-devotee will come, oh, different atmosphere is here. They immediately feel, oh, different atmosphere is here. Because it becomes completely spiritual. Whatever we use in service of Krishna becomes spiritualized. Then people become attracted. What is, how this atmosphere has been created here? There's some peace here. People come in, because in the material world so many crazy things are there, they're feeling so agitated, they come in the temple. Oh, even that old broken down temple like that, they come, oh, some peace is here. Because Krishna is actually here. It's not idle. It's very sophisticated science. We can see the Lord, we can hear His name, we can taste His prasadam, we can dance for the Lord, we can cook for the Lord. Very wonderful science Prabhupada has given us. So gradually by seeing the Lord, by hearing His name, slowly, slowly we're becoming purified. And this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy on the fallen souls. Just like one time, we had one wonderful god brother, Vishnu Jan Maharaj. And he had a big bus with Radha Damodar. They were tied around their waist. Udar means waist, so Dhamma means to tie. Because they're going down the highway 60 miles an hour, so they might fall, so they're tied. So they got the name Radha Damodar. And he said, he used to say, this bus is like a big fish swimming around this ocean of material existence. Then we'll come to some city, and then from the belly of the fish, a whole festival will appear. Because all the luggage racks underneath the bus, right? So from the like the belly of the bus, boop, all of a sudden doors open, stage folds out, all the instruments come, all the decorations come, prasad cart comes, everything. We have festival like that. He would go from city to city. So I was there one time in one city, and one businessman was coming by every day. So one day he stopped me. He said, you guys, you're here every day chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I go home at night, I try to go to sleep, and only thing coming in my mind, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I was envious. I wish when I went to sleep at night, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna would come in my brain. So this is mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even he's completely atheistic person, materialistic person, just doing business, just making money, not caring anything. Still, by hearing the holy name, he goes home at night, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna coming. This is Mahaprabhu's mercy. This is our duty, especially this Harinam Sankirtan. Just like our old Brishvasi Ram Rup, he's there and sitting in the corner in New York City every day. Harinam, Harinam. purifying all the souls. So we have to, this Harinam is so important, just by even hearing, even Chanda, lowest down person here, saying he'll become purified. We see, since Harinam has become less, because in the old days that's all we did, everywhere in the world there was just Harinam going on. And things weren't so crazy. Now Harinam is less and the world is more crazy. That time Harinam was more and less crazy, now Harinam is less and more crazy. So we have to take inspiration from such verses and go out. Now we do retreat. Retreat is a tactic that we use when we're defeated. Then we retreat, we regroup our forces, and then, but after retreat, then we have to go again and attack. So now we're hiding, we go in the mountains of North Carolina somewhere and hide and do Harinam. But we have to go back to the streets. Now you've retreated, now you got idea, oh, this Harinam is a wonderful thing. Let us share it with everyone. This Kali Yuga is advancing, the whole world situation is becoming crazy. It is urgent for us to take it back to the streets and chant the holy name and purify all the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna. So any questions, comments? That is because, especially in this Kali Yuga, just like one time we went to Prabhupada and we told, oh Prabhupada, we heard them chanting Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe. He said that is mantra of Nimbarka Sampradaya. It is bona fide, it is mantra of Nimbarka Sampradaya. But because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he has chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Mahaprabhu has invested it with special potency. So all the names are there. Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nijasarva. They're all very powerful. But especially this Mahamantra is given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's got special power. Prabhupada mainly said to just hear the sound of Krishna's name. We see the deity and chant, that's keeping us from being distracted by other things. But main thing is to hear the sound. Because that is a... sound is the most important. Just like we're talking about Ram Roy. So Ramananda Roy, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu pretended to be Mayavadi Sannyasi. I don't know who I am. I don't know what is the goal of life. I don't know how to achieve it. And Ramananda Roy, he knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, says, how are you asking me? You know everything. But anyway, whatever I'm saying, you're making me say. So he presented so many ideas. And Mahaprabhu rejected them. Even he presented that you follow Vanashram system. He quoted verses from Bhagavatam. From Shastra, you follow the Vanashram system, you'll become... Nope, that's external. Even he quoted our most favorite verse, Sarvadharmam Prichaja Mahamikam Sanatana. He said, nope. I was shocked. This is our favorite verse. Even if we're sound asleep, anybody will come and whisper in our ear, what is that verse in the end of Bhagavad Gita? And well, even in our sleep, we can chant this verse. And Mahaprabhu said, no.
Then he quoted one verse from 10th canto, 14th chapter, Lord Brahma's prayers. Jnani prayasam udapasya namandeva jivandi san mukaritam bhavadivartam stane sita shrutigatam tanuvan manobir ye prayaso jita jitopasitai strilokyam. Prayas means to attempt. He said, give up this attempt by jnana and karma. Jnana prayasam udapasya. Prabhupada said, udapasya means kick it out. Jnane prayasam udapasya namanteva jivanti sanmukaritam. Now Sanskrit is funny, the word is sat, but when T comes before M or N, then it becomes also N or M. So sat means devotee, who's always speaking satya, the truth, is devotee. Sat mukaritam, muk, you know. We should hear from who? From the mouth of the devotee. What should we hear? Bhavadiyavartam talks about you. We should hear about Krishna. We should hear the sound vibration of Krishna's past. Three types of Krishna katha there. One, Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's own words. Srimad Bhagavatam is speaking about Krishna. Other type of harikatha is there. Suppose we're in the kitchen. We say, Prabhu, bring that pot. That is not a material sound. That is for Krishna's service. So one is sound vibration for Krishna's service. We should always hear these three types of sounds. Shruti katam tanavan manuri. Stane stita. Now we know stan means place. Just like in old days there was Hindustan and Pakistan. Then Soviet Union broke up and so many stans appeared. Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, and so many, Baluchistan, so many stans appeared. The stan means place. Stane stita, you remain in your place. Not that you have to give up your job, give up your family, you remain in your place. Shruti katam. We're just talking about shruti. You go on hearing from who? Satmukaritam, from the mouth of the devotee. Ye prayaso, by this attempt, that person who's ajita, Krishna is ajita. Ajita means no one can conquer him. You can hear on the tape when Prabhupada was lecturing about this verse. Anyone can conquer God? No, no one can conquer God. But if somebody goes on hearing, the sound is so important. If he goes on hearing, then that person who, Taistrilokam, in all the three worlds, he's unconquerable. He becomes jita. He becomes conquered by such a person. So main thing is hearing. And practice. It's like Arjun said, how is easier to catch the wind than to control the mind. And nobody can catch the wind. But Krishna told him, abhyas and vairagya. You follow these four rules and regulations, you chant very sincerely, practice, 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 practice. Gradually you'll become purified. Practice means you do it over and over again. Just like if you've ever been in a house where somebody's learning to play piano all day long. You go crazy. But in the end, then they're able to play very beautiful music because they've got control of their hands. They learned all these little drills. So again and again, again and again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare. You go on practicing like that, one day you'll come control this mind also. Hare Krishna. So I think it's late, so we'll end here and we'll all fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's brought us this wonderful holy name of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.